Celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
CBS News Brief. At least three people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of a tornado in the Texas Panhandle. From Perryton, Texas, Sheldon Bashirs of CBS affiliate KFDA.
The thing we've seen, I mean, down power lines, you know, plumbing has probably been affected. Of course, power is out for the entire city. Cell phone coverage is very spotty. So if you are trying to reach out to people in Perryton, probably going to be something that's going to take a little while to get everyone back online. But we do know lots of people are really doing their best to come out here and help these folks.
With advice on closing cyber barn doors, Ann Neuberger, Deputy White House National Security Advisor, as the U.S. and other nations deal with a major cyber attack.
The White House has been coordinating the U.S. government agencies involved to ensure that we can rapidly get out information for companies to figure out if they've been compromised, and information for mitigations, best practices on how to lock down your systems.
New diplomatic efforts reported underway aimed at easing tense U.S. relations with both Iran and China. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. CFW.
Time to turn over a bit like for you and me. Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
CFW.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
To the
I know you'll get to
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Jim Falls. This is 105.7 CFW.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, air quality improving overnight, partly cloudy skies, 48 degrees, a light northeast wind, temperatures near 80 Friday afternoon under sunny skies, mostly clear Friday night. We will have some shower and thunderstorm chances over the weekend. The better chance will be on Sunday. Right now, it's 48.
CFW. 1057 CFW.
Much a part of summer is a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away.
Someone's head is gonna roll.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you. doesn't try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the valley clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Somebody to love. 1057's.
You need a trip.
1057
CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music.
This is how we do it.
This is 1057 CFW.
I'm 1057.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
CBS News Brief. The Texas Panhandle town of Perryton is devastated after a tornado went through, killing at least three people, injuring dozens more. Alex Driggers of the Amarillo Globe News.
There's not a building inside that hasn't sustained some kind of damage. One of the cool things that I've seen, if there's any positive to come out of that, is we've seen the community rally together. There are hundreds of people on the streets working to help.
The latest now on an international cyber attack affecting some government agencies and universities. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
The FBI and the government cybersecurity agency last week warned companies to be on alert for this kind of attack. Former intelligence officials told CBS News the threat has been circulating for weeks.
Health news now about ways to battle depression.
Health experts say physical activity, quality sleep, and good nutrition can all help manage symptoms of depression, although those behaviors are harder for a person who's depressed.
Correspondent Michael George, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Loving in LA, baby.